You're listening to Max Inc. Radio with Jimmy K. and Rocker on Devil Radio 92.7 FM, Madison.
We're going to talk with Sean Bass from Or Does It Explode in just a couple of seconds. First, their song. This is Shattered Princess. Or Does It Explode? It's Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. Local music. That is Shattered Princess from Or Does It Explode? Does it explode? We'll find out in just a couple of minutes. I do want to remind you, head to the website, maxincradio.com, if you want to get the podcast for previous shows. And that includes the live and the Devil Slayer. Plus, check out the live music calendar for all the upcoming shows in the Madison area. It's all at maxincradio.com.
Jimmy, Or Does It Explode was born to rebuild and reimagine what was once known as our friends the Savages, melding elements of Midwest emo, post-hardcore, and post-rock. Say that three times quick. Or Does It Explode will release their debut album, Chrysalis, on June 18th at a free show at Mickey's here in Madison. Here to tell us all about Or Does It Explode, their new album and upcoming shows, is guitar and vocalist Sean Bass. Sean, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Hey, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Thanks for coming in.
Yeah, thanks for being here, Sean.
Absolutely.
For our listeners who may not be familiar with Or Does It Explode, tell us a little bit about your band.
Yeah. So like you said, we were born about 2 years ago, just before the pandemic hit. We formed and we had our first show all booked and ready to go. And then literally everything got canceled for a year and a half. But like you said, we started as Our Friends the Savages, who played out around Madison for 4 or 5 years. It's still me and the same drummer, Eric Rasmussen, from that band, but we have a new guitar player, Brandon Bogus, and a new bass player, Jay Granberg, who may be familiar to some people because he's been playing in Madison bands for years, including No Boundaries and Intelliscope.
Oh, yeah. Wow. I haven't heard No Boundaries in a while.
Right? So Jay and I played together way back in the day. He was in a band called Furious Jones in the late 90s, early
aughts. Oh, yeah. Okay. I remember that band.
My band at that time, Wendell Green, played with him a lot. And so when we were looking for a new bass player, I was like, pull all the old friends back in.
Wow. Wendell Green. I don't think I've heard that name in 20 years.
It hasn't been a thing in 20 years.
Well, that's why you guys sound so solid. We just heard the song from you, and it just sounds amazing.
Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate
it. Yeah, of course, I'm curious about the name. Or does it explode? What's the, maybe, the it?
Well, the it, part? The it is a dream deferred. Ah. So the name is a reference to a poem by Langston Hughes called Harlem. And then the poem starts, what happens to a dream deferred? And that talks about, does it wither? You know, does it mutter away? Does it stampede? What does it do? Or does it explode? Is kind of like the punchline to the poem.
Oh, so wow. That's, yeah. So
that's deep. That's deep. I like it a lot, though. So. Huh. Okay.
Well, tell us about your new album, Chrysalis, which is being released June 18th at Mickey's on Willie Street.
Yeah, so we started working on the album, I think, right around New Year's Eve, actually, was like the day we set up mics on drums. It's a pretty DIY project. So a long time ago, I went to Madison Media Institute, never became a recording engineer, but know how to do it. And so like for years, I've just been tinkering with my projects and recording our things. So it was all recorded in our band practice space. I did all the mixing and the mastering, got it reproduced.
So you are an engineer.
I am a DIY engineer. Yes, I'm not paid by anybody to do it.
Don't
sell yourself short, man.
No kidding. Right. Oh my gosh.
So tell us about the release party. That's going to be at Mickey's, and you guys are four piece. Can you fit in there?
We can. Yeah, it's a tight space. It's probably my favorite place to play in Madison. It's like it's like basement parties for grown-ups. You know? Like you're on the floor, everybody's right next to you.
And there's a bar, so they serve.
And there's a bar, so they stay. Yep.
It's a perfect analogy.
Yeah.
Basement party for adults. I'm going to write that down.
Yeah, we're going to be borrowing
like
that.
What happens is, you know, your dogs, they come and drop you off at Mickey's for a while.
That's right. Yeah, I mean, Liz, who books there, is just amazing. She's been such a advocate for the local music scene forever.
Yeah.
So I love playing Mickey. So we're excited. So we're going to open the show. Morgan Ray is going to play in the middle with her full band.
She's awesome.
I know. We had a big discussion about her and all the bands she's been in around here. We've been so lucky to be able to enjoy her music. I wrote an article, Devil to Drag, about Morgan, and then she's been in a couple of other bands.
One last run.
Oh my gosh, she's a great talent. And it's gonna be a great show.
Her solo is look at us. We're just gooing over
Ray.
Ray.
Yeah.
And then Lunar Moth is going to headline. And if you have not caught Lunar Moth, you got to check them out.
Oh, like, thank you for that, Sean.
Ray,
thank
like,
you.
Stoner rock stuff. They're fabulous.
Oh, that's good. Okay, your album now. I know we always call it an album because that's what it still always feels like when it's new
Should
music.
Yeah.
But can we get it on CD? Is it going to be vinyl, digital?
Yeah. So you can definitely get it on CD. It's available for pre-order right now on our Bandcamp page.
Nice.
So if you just search or Does It Explode Bandcamp, you'll find it. CDs will be $10. We have digital downloads. You can either get a download card from us at a show, or you can just buy it directly from Bandcamp. In addition, because you have to these days, it's on all of the streaming services on June 18th. It'll be launched everywhere. So
big day.
We wanted to do vinyl. We've done vinyl in the past. The lead time right now is 10 months.
We have heard this.
Oh my goodness.
So you know. You're kind of past the album by the time you actually get the album.
Right, so, you're onto another album already.
That's right.
It just gives every band what they always needed, plenty of time to plan the release party.
That's right. Yeah, so there might be in the future, there may be a limited cassette run, because cassettes are cool
cassettes
again.
Cassettes are
really?
Big.
Cassettes are on the way back,
yeah.
I hear.
Big time. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm like waiting for an 8-track tape, man.
You know there is something about the clunk in the middle of a song on an 8-track.
I want a laser disc. I want the big Gigantor laser disc.
The Blu-ray. Is it a big Blu-ray?
Yeah. Right? Yeah.
Oh my God. Then we'll have to find a Betamax.
This is radio for older adults here.
We're all aging ourselves.
Well, no, but actually it's not, because what we're talking about is that cassettes are coming back with young people.
Yeah, everything old is brand new.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Brand new again.
So it's coming around. Now, you also have some other shows coming up besides your release party. July 2nd, the Wisco.
Yeah, so this is going to be a really interesting show. So if anybody's familiar with Russell Hall, he played in Tyranny is Tyranny. Mm. He used to play in a band called United Sons of Toil. He now plays in a band called Daughters of St. Crispin. He and I are going to bring back with Jason, the drummer from United Sons of Toil, we're going to play a few old United Sons of Toil songs and a few Daughters of St. Crispin songs with live drums. So we're calling it United Sons of St. Crispin. In addition, we're supporting two touring bands, Cortege and Dead Register. Cortege is from Texas, and they call themselves like kind of doom experimental, but I think it's a bass player, a drummer, and a tubular bell player.
Oh, wow.
Very interesting stuff. So
plus the floor is flat now at the Wisco.
It's flat. I haven't seen the new fancy floors, but
what's going to be your excuse now?
Oh, I'm almost kind of disappointed to hear that. But okay, totally worth checking it out. Yeah.
You're like, you see somebody stumbling now. You're like, oh, why are you stumbling? Because, you know, it's not the floor anymore.
Uh-huh. Right.
And if somebody drops a beer, it doesn't roll a certain way. So you're all good. You have one August 12th then, too, at one of our favorite spots.
Yep. I love the Dark Horse. I love what Patrick's doing there. Yeah. Sam Johnson's doing all the booking, and he's fabulous. We're playing with Bronze Sage, and we're playing with We Should Have Been DJs. So two fabulous local bands.
They're both good. Bronze Sage is good. They're a two-piece, aren't they?
Don't hold me to it. I thought they were a three-piece, but maybe they're a two-piece.
Maybe
they're
three. Maybe I'm thinking of someone else.
You know, some bands can do either or. That's just true. Because they got to decide who's going to be able to go to a show or not.
It is Pride Month, after all.
I want to play some Bronze Sage, I think.
You should.
Excellent.
Is the album being released? Oh, we already went there.
Come on,
Sean, do you have any other shows coming up? The summer besides the one we just said?
We've got those three, the June 18th, the July 2nd, and the August 12th, and then probably something late September.
Let me ask my standard, because things are still in motion, and you're probably going to be having more shows. Where are the best places to keep up with you?
Yeah, so you can find us on Facebook and Instagram. I'm notoriously bad at posting to Instagram, but Facebook a little bit more so. Okay. We have a Bandcamp page. We have our own website, so you can find us out there easily. Or
that
does
is
it explode?
Perfect. That is perfect.
All right. Thank you so much for coming in today. We really appreciate you. Love the new music, too, man.
Thanks, man. Mm-hmm. Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
Or does it explode?
That's the question.
Well, we're going to ask him about
you
this.
You just ruined my pregnant pause there.
Oh.
All right. Hold on. Everybody quiet.
Nope. It's radio. It's done. You can listen to the archives at maxincradio.com.
I thought the rule was no dead space on live air.
Well.
Oh, that's what I tried to
do. We're a different kind of radio.
All right. Before you go, we're going to listen to The Chrysalis and the Swan from your new album, and it is the inspiration for the album title, Chrysalis. Tell us a little bit about this song before we hear it.
Sure. So it's a song I wrote a few years ago. We ended up naming the album after it because we really see this album as sort of signifying that shift from Our Friends the Savages. Some of the songs on the album were old songs of that reimagined, and a bunch of new stuff that we've written. So it was sort of, you know, signifying that change from one to the other. The song is also about that. It's, you know, it's about contemplating change in your life, setting an intention, moving forward on it. The roadblocks that come up, that we're very comfortable in our routines. It's scary to change things, but, you know, better things can happen if we do make some of that change. So
absolutely.
That's sort of the idea behind the song.
Or does it explode? Ah, there it is. It's Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Oh, rich.
Radio.
This is the DJ 3000. It plays CDs automatically, and it has three distinct varieties of inane chatter.
Radio for the double-dipping people.
We are local music.
Ha ha!
Backsync Radio, we are local music. The Cuz, formerly Distant Cousins, need someone to break my heart. They're playing at Bailey's Run on the 10th. We love those guys. Terry Barr, you've got some shout-outs to do here.
Yeah, you know what? We got to give a shout-out to Marlis, who is listening tonight from DeKalb, Illinois.
Wow.
We have fans in Illinois now, you guys. That includes John and Jen, who are in Geneva, Illinois.
Wow.
Uh-huh. And then I know Arlen, who is up north outside of Phillips. He's got us on via the app tonight.
Well, thank you for listening.
How about that? Covering from northern Wisconsin to Illinois.
Love that.
Now, I got to give a shout out to Alexis Amin.
You got 5 seconds.
It's her birthday. They're out of Bailey's Run tonight.
Happy birthday. And we're going to play some Beth Keighley later. It's Max Inc. Radio.